Yehundaflamid. Yeah. His topic of the game was Reb Lezihi. And last shot from the Brisa was that first we said Aloha, it has to be Dafke Zoin, it's a Chai V'Aroi, it's not Kedushin Toivsimbo. Then the end of the Brisa said, no, even Amon Lekoin Godol, which was only a Chai V'Lav, and Kedushin is Toivsimbo. So we answered the second part of the Brisa, Hamani Reb Lezihi. The second part of the Brisa goes according to Reb Lezihi. The same for the Brisa goes according to Reb Lezihi. The Yom Reb Lezihi Shikta was that Ponui Habol Al Ponuya, Shler l'shem ishus, the stam of a man lives with a lady, even though they're both not married. But if it's not done l'shem ishus, it's done stam l'shem znus, so Blezer Shita is also zoyna, that she becomes a zoyna. So according to Reb Lezer, the parasha of Esnan zoyna does not have to be to a lady, a real zoyna, that's chai b'kriest, that's not kedushin type symbol. It could even be any type of a znus, is also in the parasha of Esnan zoyna. So that's the question, I Reb Lezer, the parasha goes according to Reb Lezer, my ir amona. Why does he have to say a case is Amon Lekoin Godol, that's a lav hatayram, Nisni, it should have said a bigger Kiddush. It should have said even the case of Penuya, even the case where a man lives with an unmarried lady, but also if it's done Stam Lashem's Nus, he's called a Zaino, and if you pay and give her a Tleh for it, so that Tleh is also for Korban. Smora says no. I'll tell you that Amon Itzruch, the Kiddush is that even by an Amon Lekoin Godol also, the Tleh is also for Korban. Because otherwise, Sagat Adachim and Havra thought to say, this svar is rav. This svar was it's a binyanav that I learned out zoyna zoyna from averes kechavim. Is I would have thought to say lenisasur. So since it's a binyanav, I would have thought to say only a zoyna is also is nisas nan zoyna. But maybe if there's another issur involved also, like here in Amon Lekoin Godol, since there's another issur involved, maybe lenisasur. Maybe they won't have the issur of esnan zoyna that if you pay the amona to live with you, maybe if Kohen Gadol pays the amona, maybe the tleh does not become also a korban. As Kamashkin learned, yes, that even though Rav learned it out from the binyanav, but still any type of znus, even though there's another aver involved with it also, still the esnan would be also for korban. Then the Mishnah said, "Oy melech averu holocha tleh zeh." If somebody says to his chaver, "Take this tleh, and I give it to you that your shivcha should live with my yevit." So as a machlekes in the Mishnah, that's called znus, is that called esnan zoyin or not? So we ask the question, v'ashivcha liyevit mishkashori, what's wrong? You're allowed to give a shivcha to live with your yevit. So what's the tzad to say it should become what the Rabbanan say is called an esnan? There's no isra involved. So when it says, amar afuna etz lekama, what the first person said means, I'll give you a tler that your shivcha should live with me. Meaning that the man, the owner, wants to live with the shivcha. So that's a znus. That's like a zoyna. For the Gemara Novo, I, Vahotik Toni Yevid, I in the Mishnah says, give your shivcha to my Yevid. Maybe it only means Lishna Malikam, a nice Lashon. Really meant for himself, just a nice way of saying it, is give it to my Yevid. Rashi says, Lishna Malikam means a nice Lashon, means the Yevid, Hainu, Abraham, Shameshes. Which just means like a Zayvid, the Tashmish, just means to say he wants to live with her. Sumura says, Yehochiv, that's Shan the Mishnah. That's time the Yisrael wants to live with the Shivcha. That's a real Zayna. So my time with the Rebbe, how could Rebbe say that the Esnan doesn't have an Isra Esnan Zayna, that the Esnan is Mutter for Korban? Why? It's a real Zayna here. So Mor says, Enachnam, Yom HaShemol Bar of Yitzchak. The Yerlim really Avdi. We're talking about now that person Ruvain gives a tler to his friend that his Shivcha should live with his Eved. So the question is, what's the Avera? V'chi Ketani B'Eved Ivri. We're talking about not your Eved Kenani, but your Eved Ivri, that you want a Shivcha to live with your Eved Ivri. For the Gemara, if so, still, my time of the Rabbanan, what's the reason of the Rabbanan? Shivcha li'evet ivri mishra shari. Like an evet ivri is allowed to live with a shivcha. You're allowed to give your evet ivri a shivcha to live with. So why do Rabbanan say it's called an esnan? Where's the avera here? So Mar says, yes, hochev ma'eskinu, like we're talking about over here, the machlokes really is kagoyin de les la'isha. We're talking about now that this evet was not married before. He doesn't have a wife or bottom. He doesn't have a wife and children. The tiny belong, this is the machlekes, because the tiny belong like this. Ain lo isha bon, let's say an eved ivri that does not have a wife from before or kids. Ain rabbi moisla shivcha kananis, that the master is not allowed to give a shivcha kananis to his eved to live with. But yesh lo isha bonim, let's say the eved ivri has already a wife, then the locher and kids, then the locher is rabbi moisla shivcha kananis. So that's Pshan the Rabbanon over here, that they hold the case you have an eved ivri that was not married yet. So there's an aver involved for the master to give him a shivcha. So if you pay the shivcha tleh to live with your eved, that's called znus, that tleh becomes also. That's beyond the Rabbanim. And Rashi says, why did the Rabbanim say, why does Rebbe hold this mutter? So Rashi says, because Rebbe doesn't know from this Rasha. Rebbe holds that even an Eved Ivri that did not have a wife yet, still it's mutter for the Odon to give him a Shivcha. So that's the Machlokes, whether there's an Issa for an Odon to give his own Eved Ivri a Shivcha to live with, where the Eved did not have a wife beforehand. Now the Mishnah says, V'yeizeyo Mechir Kelev. What's the case of a Mechir Kelev? That if you exchange an animal for a dog, somebody says to his chaver, I'll make an exchange. You take the sheep here and give me a dog instead. The locher is there, and that sheep is also to be used for a carbon. The same thing. What's going to be shnei shutim? You have two partners. Shechoko, they divided up what they own. Echad noitel asara. One person took 10 sheep. V'yechad tisha. The other partner took 9 sheep. V'kelev, and he took a dog. That was the 10th one. Was a dog. So it comes out, the one that took 10, one of those 10 is keneged the dog. So it comes out now, she keneged a kelev osa, that the other 10, like all those 10 are osa, because one of those 10 is in exchange for the dog. So they're all called the mechir kelev, they're also to be used for carbon. But veshima kelev, the owner, the partner that took the dog, with the other 9 animals, those 9 animals are muta, because those 9 animals are in exchange for the other 9 animals. That's not called the mechir kelev. So Vishim HaKelev is Mutter. Now, Esnan HaKelev, let's say somebody pays, like, or you give a Tleh to the owner of the dog that you should live with the dog. So you're paying, like, the dog to live with it. There, that's not a Nisa. So everyone says Esnan Zoyna, not an Esnan Kelev. Or Mechir Zoyna. Let's say, Stam, you want to make an exchange. If somebody owns a Zona or Shivcha, so you want to give the owner a Tleh, and he'll give you the Shivcha, you want to buy the Shivcha. That's called a Mechir Zoyna, that's also not also. These last two cases are muta. Shneim and the pasuk says shneim. So we dash only these two are us. It says shneihem that only these two cases, only two for lo yabo, and not four cases. There's only your esnan zoyne when you pay the zoyne, ros mechir kelev, and not the other two. Now vlod esayim. Let's say this tleh has a kid. So lachri is mutarin that the kid of the tleh. Of the mechir or the esnan is muter for korban. Why? Because v'dash and hein loy bo desayim says the word like shneihem as if to say both of them only two and also hein only them and not their and not the kids. The kids are muter for korban. Now the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan mechir kelev. What does mechir kelev mean? The pasuk says it means zeh chalipe kelev. You make an exchange. You give somebody a sheep for the dog. V'chein v'em the pasuk says also. Timker amcha b'loyhain, that he sold your nation for nothing, for lo robis b'mechirehem, and he didn't gain any money for it. The zilashon of mechir means we're getting money for it, Rashi yamu mechir hainu damim, that like to pay for a dog, that's called a mechir kelev. If you pay for a dog, you pay with a sheep, with an animal, that's called a mechir kelev. Now the most question, Eimer, why don't I say esnan kelev? Maybe who adin, if you pay the owner of the dog, you give the owner a tleh, that you should be able to live with his dog, maybe that carbon is also wasa. So in Cain, like carb, it's also not be carved. Heavy tlosa. And the pasuk says, Gam Shnehem, Feloy Shleisha. The pasuk says, Gam Shnehem, only two are wasa. Midarashim, not three. So that's how we know, not an Esnan Kelev. Now the Gemara says, Mi Karmin Anan, Esnan Umechir, Esnan Veloy Mechir Kama. So the Gemara says, no, my question was not that it should be both an Esnan and a Mechir Kelev. But I meant to say maybe esnan v'loy mechir. Maybe by kelev it's only also if you pay the kelev to live with the kelev, but not just in exchange for kelev. Samara says no. Like maybe esnan goes on both. Maybe only as an esnan, either you pay your zayin to live with you, or you pay the dog, the owner of the dog. But maybe the Torah is only talking about paying to live with them, and not in exchange. Samara says no. And came if so, nemikra the pasuk shashir said loy tovi esnan zayin of a kelev. If it, they both mean for living with them, should have said like one lashon, Leitavi, don't bring esnan zoyne of a kelev. Midichsiv esnan zoyne u mechir kelev. Since it's a double lashon, it says like esnan zoyne, and then it says u mechir kelev. Shema mida, there are two separate cases. That one's a case of a zoyne, one's a case of a mechir. Since the pasuk says clearly, Leitavi esnan zoyne u mechir kelev, so shema mida, there are two separate cases. That only by a zoyne, it's to pay to live with the zoyne. But by the kelev, it's not the pay to live with the kelev, but rather it's the exchange, the mechir, the sale for the kelev. Then the Mishnah says, "Hashut from shechol kuvecha noitel." for the Gemara. So what happened here? That there were 19 sheep and one dog. So one shutuf took 10 sheep, the other one took 9 and a dog. So the one that took 10 sheep, all 10 is also for korban, because one of them is in exchange for the dog. So Merkel asks the question, why? Nepechad, let's take out one. Lahadi Kalba, take out one of those 10 and say that's the one that's in exchange for the dog. And Bahanat Kulu story, all other 9 should be Mutta. So Poshtis Morris' question is, because we hold Yesh Breira, that we hold Yesh Breira, so he speaks about it. Mashmir, we hold Yesh Breira Midiraisa. So Midiraisa should be able to say this. So the Gemara says, let's take out one and say Yesh Breira, that that's the one that's connected the dog, and the other 9 should be Mutta. So Gemara says, true, but I'll tell you here, the case is, like if you hold Yesh Breira, so that would be a good question. Then here the Mishnah is talking about Kagoin, Tetfei Demei Kelev Michad Minayu. Let's say each sheep is only worth, let's say, $10. And the dog now is worth $12. So it comes out the dog is worth more than any one of those sheep. So it comes out there's no one of them alone that's called exchange for the dog. But rather only one tank is a little bit. And the other $2 that the dog is worth more is like spread out all a little bit in each one of those 9 taloyim. So it comes out really all 10 taloyim is called a little bit exchange of the dog. So therefore all 10 taloyim become also for carbon. They're all considered a little bit a mixas of a mechir kelef. Then the Mishnah says, Esnan kelef or mechir zayin amuta. The opposite way around, if you pay to live with a dog, or else if you buy a zayin, you buy a shivcha, and you pay the master tle to buy you, so that tle is mutter for carbon. Omale rova mi pazah.